A bold arts initiative for marginalised West Auckland youth is about to exhibit the work of the class of 2019. The Kākano Youth Arts Collective's founder and creative director Mandy Padmore recently won a Kiwibank Local Hero of the Year award for her work helping young people through the arts. Some of them have gone on to study at tertiary level despite leaving mainstream education as young as 12. I spoke to one of the many Kākano success stories, Tori Whiting, who recently held his first solo show, and to Mandy to find out how the collective started.
Well, Kākano started as a pilot program in 2013. At the stage, I was the arts education manager at Corbin Estate Arts Centre, and I was getting lots and lots of phone calls from alternative education providers, police, social workers, people that worked in the youth justice sector, asking me if I had any courses that might suit a young person that they were working with, somebody that was, you know, really talented in art and really had expressed a lot of interest but didn't kind of fit anywhere. And my role at that stage was to develop education programs for the wider community, but there sort of wasn't anything particularly suitable for these young people. So after one too many of those phone calls, I actually went to the then youth justice manager at Waitakere Child, Youth and Family, who I'd met on a few other projects, and I said, hey, I've got this great idea. You should give me some money and five of your young people and let me just trial a pilot program just to see what happens. And I wouldn't have guessed, actually, that I'd be sitting here talking to you this 6 years later from that pilot program. It was challenging, and of course, in the beginning because I didn't know these kids, but what I noticed really quickly is that they sort of gelled, and something quite wonderful happened where kids that weren't friends or wouldn't talk to each other out on the streets just became this beautiful unit. And they were completely engaged and passionate, and it was really successful. And that's kind of what kicked it all off.
You know, pilot programs, they're tricky things. Did you have a very clear idea, Mandy, of how you wanted to make this work, the kind of environment that you wanted to produce for them, because that was obviously going to be important with young people who didn't know each other, and what you, how you're going to encourage them to express themselves?
Our first session was 10 till 2 p.m. and it was once a week for 9 weeks, and I had plans and backup plans and backup plans and a backup plan, and within about 15 minutes of the kids walking in the door, all of those had been thrown out the window. So they were initially quite hard to engage. I tried to treat the group as a whole and kind of formulate a plan that we would all do together, but it just became instantly obvious that that wasn't going to work. So they were all really interested in some things, but none of those things were the same. So instantly there were five different directions. So I brought in some guest tutors to try a number of different mediums and just give everybody a taste of what was possible. And yeah, as I say, everybody went in different directions. So I realised really quickly that this wasn't going to be a situation like a typical school learning environment where you had a lesson plan. You just had to kind of fly off the seat of your pants a little bit more and look for just ways to engage wherever was relevant.
I see that term marginalised for a lot of those who come through, but what does that mean? What were some of the stories, the life stories that you found out from these young people over the years?
Oh, honestly, one day I'll write a book and most of it would be unbelievable, to be honest. Of those five young people that we started with, I'm still in contact with a few of them, and a lot of them returned the next year. We got funding to carry on the next year, and that was kind of the beginning of Kākano. And over the years, we have collected lots and lots. That's why we're a collective, because that's exactly what we do. We've collected young people who've stayed with us for 4, 5, 6 years, and you get to know them really, really well. And actually, that's been one of the biggest challenges for me, is how to manage some of the difficulties that come with that, because there's some heartbreak, you know. These kids have been through a lot, things that we wouldn't even imagine. I sort of told myself a lot of the time that I'm just an artist and this isn't kind of my area of expertise, but you, when you walk alongside somebody through some pretty horrendous things, yeah, it can be quite challenging to go home and let that go at the end of the day. But there's been some huge rewards as well, and we have had the privilege to walk alongside young people in some really troubling times and see some great outcomes as well and be a place of safety and support for them.
Is this as much about supporting these young people as it is about the art. I mean, there's a danger, isn't there, when you put a label on something that come and see this art by these young people who've had tough times. But what you're producing here is terrific art. I'm sure they want to be judged as artists.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you've kind of hit on something really important there, actually. I would hate for anybody to come along to our exhibition next week, you know, looking to do some kind of pity buying, like, oh, let's support these kids. The artwork that we're producing is pretty top-notch and pretty impressive and innovative and fresh and really urban and really contemporary and really exciting. And I'm really quick to never call ourselves an arts therapy program because I'm not an arts therapist and none of our tutors are. We're just artists and we just look for interesting ways to engage the best that we can.
Tori, why did you want to become part of the Kākano Youth Arts Collective? How did you find out about it, in fact?
So I started off just tagging all over the street, basically, and then I got picked up by the cops and they put me on to Tag Out Trust, and then from there they introduced me to Mandy because they realised that I had some skill, or they saw some potential in me, and then I just gave it my all because I liked it and I wasn't really doing anything else with my life at the time. So yeah.
What did you think this was going to be all about, this pilot program?
I kind of just took it as like a joke at first. I didn't really see people trying to help me when I was younger. So I was just stuffing around at first, and then I realised that I could actually go somewhere with it.
What kind of art are you producing now?
I do basically abstract graffiti and just any type of illustration that inspires me, I guess.
So you're using those skills that you had when you were out on the streets?
I do large-scale work if I can, so I'll work on pallet faces, big bits of plywood. I'll make up like a fake fence, like it's been cut out off someone's fence. Just anything I can really find that comes off the street and I can use for free.
And what are the sort of images, Tori, that you're creating? You mentioned before it was abstract, but what are you influenced by? What are the ideas that you're exploring?
I just like putting graffiti into a gallery space where it's not very common and give people a different look on what actually goes into graffiti art, not just the vandalism side of it.
Is that such a different environment, isn't it, out on the streets and in a gallery? So when you see your work in a gallery, you must get a kick out of that.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal at first, yeah.
And do you work with spray cans or are you working with other materials now?
I work mostly with spray cans, but I carve and try and do as much stuff as I can.
And apart from the art, Tori, what's it changed for you? Do you think you're a different young man now to when you rocked up and met Mandy?
Yeah, definitely. I actually want to do something with my life now.
And you want to do something with your art?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't really want to get a normal job because I'm not comfortable with it. I'm too creative to do a 9-to-5 job, so I try and stick with art if I can.
Oh, Mandy, I think Tori is, you know, you've helped turn his life around, and I guess it's not going to work for everybody, but does it work for most?
Actually, it's working pretty well. Tori's a little bit humble. He's not kind of telling you how fabulous he's doing, but he's been doing some massive large-scale murals around Auckland. He was recently one of, I think, 10 artists representing nationally at the Graffiato Festival in Taupoa a little while ago. So he's kind of got a career kicking off now in large-scale street art, working with artists like Phlox on some projects. So he's doing pretty well, and we're supporting him in 2020 because he's getting a bit big to be hanging out in the studio with us now. So we're supporting him to have his own studio space at Corbin Estate Art Centre in 2020, where we're based. Yeah, no, we've got some really good success stories. We have a fabulous relationship with Unitech, the art and design school there, so we've sent, I think, 7 kids off to study there, one reaching up to bachelor level. One of our young people last week started a job in a very big series, which is being made, which I can't speak of, in the art department. We're talking about kids that haven't been in mainstream education since they were 12 and are now moving into really successful careers in the arts. It's something that we're very proud of.
Well, I can hear it in your voice, you know, how much this has meant to you. What have you learned about yourself, in a way, Mandy, through this process?
I honestly think that art can kind of change the world. And it's been a tough journey, I'm not going to lie. I've had to develop a really thick skin over the years. I don't have any kind of training in social work, but I've been thrown in the deep end of some pretty intense situations, and I've had to learn how to not let it get the better of me. And some days I sort of wonder what I'm doing, if I'm honest, because it can be quite stressful at times. But then there's these beautiful moments where I know that I'm in the right place and I'm doing the right thing. And I've got so many wonderful young people that are counting on me to just keep it on going, because there's many more to come.
Tori, Mandy is humble too. I think both of you are. And she's won the Kiwibank Local Hero of the Year Award for her work with Kākono. Tell me about Mandy. What's she like to work with? And she got your trust. And as you said, you came in, you were mucking around, not very trustful. But what is it about her that means that you and the others on the courses are prepared to trust her? Because this really is all about trust.
I've just seen how much of an effort she's put in to actually get me to where I am today. So I deal with a lot of anxiety and depression. And every 6 months or so, I try running off out of Auckland and get away from everything. And then she's always got me to come back somehow. I can't let myself go when I'm around Mandy. She just won't let it happen.
That's rather lovely, Mandy. Gosh, that's a lot of responsibility that you carry with you. So you'll get these young people that you get to know. You really do take it on your shoulders, don't you?
I do, but I've got a great team now. So, I mean, we started off with just me and 5 kids, but over the years I've got really good at funding applications and managed to grow what essentially started off as just a little 9-week thing into effectively an art school for young people that don't fit anywhere else. And so I've got 3 other amazing tutors, got a fabulous marketing coordinator who I'm looking at now. We've got a driver, we've got a van. Transport was an issue initially because the kids, as much as they wanted to come, they had no money for train fares or bus fares, and some of them had been trespassed from the rail corridor, and so that was really tricky. You know, as much as they wanted to get there, it was just not possible. So in the early days I was driving around picking kids up, but we've got some really good systems in place now. And one of the best things that's happened is that we've got a youth support worker now who's fabulous and has taken a huge weight off my shoulders in terms of what we can offer the kids in terms of external support.
So what are we going to see in this year's exhibition? What's the range of work?
It's really diverse. It changes from year to year. Like, a number of our kids have been with us for a long time. Tori's been with us for 5 years now, I think. So we see the development in each of their practices. But also, they have ideas which spark each other off, and we'll send each other off on different tangents. It's just like playing, you know. One of our girls has been experimenting with using resin on jewellery and has created the most incredible pieces. There's sculpture. There is a very urban take on furniture. There's lots of T-shirts. There's paintings. There's screen prints. There's jewellery. We go wherever the energy lies, and we try to pour as much knowledge as we can in that direction. So it's a huge range of work. And there's kind of something for everybody. And it's really important to me that people don't come along going, oh, I better go and support the kids, you know, I better buy a piece of art to support the kids. We actually have, we've had some tense moments at the opening where people are arguing over pieces because they're stunning and they're really affordably priced. And the bulk of the sales goes back to the kids as well. We retain 10%, but yeah, the kids are all making a good amount of money out of the show.
I love that. I love that vision of opening night, people squabbling over
yeah,
artworks.
It's a bit tense,
that's
actually
pretty good.
Parents
that's
versus local cool. board members. Yeah, it's happened.
Tori Whiting and Mandy Patmore talking about the Kākono Youth Arts Collective. The end-of-year exhibition Te Whakatepo Akoranga opens at the Corbin Estates Arts Centre in West Auckland on Wednesday.